This is Live on Purpose Radio, episode 591, Key Relationships and Business Buckets. Now is the only time to create and live the life you love. I'm Dr. Paul Jenkins, the positivity psychologist. My job is to connect you to powerful positive psychology principles that immediately upgrade your relationships, business, and mental health. Are you ready? Let's jump in. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Live on Purpose Radio. This is Dr. Paul, the shrink who expands your life with another episode of Live on Purpose Radio. Expanding the practitioner life today. And when I say practitioner, I mean positivity practitioner. I can't make you a psychologist. You have to go to school and get a degree and a license to practice psychology. But I have learned principles of positivity that I hope everyone will practice, because I'm convinced at this point in my career that it's these principles that save and enrich our seven key relationships. These proven principles of positive psychology. So becoming a practitioner means that you actually practice these. It's not just lip service. It's not something that you know about. It's something that you practice. You develop your skill sets, and then you use those to save and enrich your seven key relationships. Let's do a quick review of those seven key relationships. Number one, and these are in order, by the way. This is just my opinion, but I've earned this opinion through 30 years of clinical experience and somewhere north of a half a century on the planet. Let's just put it at that, shall we? Key relationship number one is that relationship that you have with your creator. Now, I'm not here as your spiritual guide or your priest or your rabbi. I am simply acknowledging that we as a race, as human people, need to come to terms somehow with our source. So what is that for you? How do you view that creator relationship? And you can use whatever words or traditions make sense to you. But that is number one. Now going to number two, this relationship is the one you have with yourself. And some people skip this one. They forget that it's actually a relationship. And they're out there being so kind and forgiving and loving to everyone, except for one right here at home where they are harsh and demanding and unforgiving. How do you treat yourself? That is a relationship. And if I treated you the way you treat you, would we still be friends? It's worth a little bit of thought, isn't it? Okay, moving on to number three is your spouse, your life partner, the person you've chosen to spend your life and your love with. Some people don't have a spouse, or their spouse has since passed on, or they are between spouses. Wherever you are is fine. And if you don't currently have a spouse, the list will just compact and you'll go to the next one. But in our families, the spousal relationship is the primary family relationship. I know that kids are important. In fact, we're going to get to them next, okay? And I've heard many times over my career, especially back when I was doing child custody evaluations, working with blended and step families, I love my spouse, but my children come first. Okay, I appreciate that. And I know where they're coming from. And I feel that that might be a little misguided. And I'm not saying children aren't important. They made the list. In fact, they come in at number four Okay, your children are number four. But I put spouse first because that is the primary family relationship. At some point, we hope to raise those kids to a point where they can fire us and they're off to create their own family unit. So that's why I'm putting it in that position of preeminence there. Spouse is third. Children are fourth. And this is appropriate because they are dependent at first. Now, a little later on, they become a lot less dependent. In fact, they become very independent. And they tell you who's in control of their life. But they have to be on that list, high in this priority, because they depend on their parents. And you know, if you've known me very long at all, or very well at all, you know that I've spent a good part of my career promoting positive parenting. So let's put the children on there at number four. All right, number five is extended family. Now, this is where your brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and cousins and even some close friends, I think, will fit at this level. Extended family, those who are in your family system. Now, you didn't necessarily choose these people, but they are on your list. And this is where they fall in the lineup of importance. Now, interestingly, when I teach this concept, and if you were sitting here in front of me, I would be using my hands to count these down. And I've only got five fingers on one hand. And so I have to switch over to the other hand when we go to the next two. Now, this is handy when we get to the buckets part of this conversation. So stay tuned. Let's go over to the second hand. Number six is other people. These are the folks outside of your family that aren't particularly close to you. And it includes the entire human population of the planet. So people in your community, yes. People at your church or synagogue, absolutely. People that you work with, your clients and customers, these are all at that number six level. These are other people for you. And it extends beyond our borders to people who don't speak your language, starving children in Africa. They all make the list because they're all important. But they're not as important as your family to you. They are to their own families, okay? And they're important to us at that level six. So who's left? Sometimes when we get to this point, you might wonder, haven't we covered everybody? We've got all the people we know and all the people we don't. Who else is there? Well, it's not a who, it's a what. Your seventh key relationship is your relationship with things, including property and money. Things. This is what we call stewardship. And you do have a relationship with the things in your life. In fact, I spend a fair amount of time when I'm coaching entrepreneurs working on their relationship with money. And that is important. Now, let's look at how these are divided. The first five, creator, self, spouse, children, and extended family, those are all on the first hand. Now, on the other hand, and next time you hear that phrase, I hope you think of this. Now, on the other hand, we've got these two relationships. Our relationship with other people outside of our family, those who are not close to us, we may not even know them. And our relationship with money and things. It's the division between these two hands where economics kicks in. And what I mean by that is, as long as you are serving through proven principles of positive psychology, the people on your first hand, there is no exchange. When you serve your spouse, you don't send your spouse a bill. When you're helping your kids, they don't pay you. When you're helping extended family or serving in your church, it's not a pay thing. It's not an economic exchange. You create value directly for those folks because they are the closest to you. When we jump over to the other hand, when we serve other people, there is an exchange of property, including money. And that's what economics is all about. So, as a practitioner of positivity, who are you going to serve? Hopefully, all seven. And some people are completely content and even have their hands full serving the first hand, taking care of their family. That's fine. At some point, I have observed that positivity practitioners who are really committed to the principles and have seen how this has changed their own life and the lives of those that are closest to them feel almost compelled or called to use these principles to serve and bless the lives of other people outside of their family. Well, that's on the second hand. That's on the other hand. And so that's where we need an economic model. Now, because of that, I wanted to share this second part today in our podcast. Business buckets. This is the simple business model that I think positivity practitioners need to be aware of so that they can go out there and serve as many people as possible. And if you feel called to it, then either you do it as a service project, in which case, don't quit your day job. Or we create an economic engine for the mission. And that's what these business buckets are all about. I'm going to give full credit for what I know about this to Jody Moore. She is one of my coaches, has a wonderful podcast called Better Than Happy. Go check it out. And Jody Moore taught me this in a program that I enrolled in with her. Three buckets. So picture three buckets lined up in front of you. And in bucket number one are all of the people. Okay, I know we're stretching the analogy. How do you put people in a bucket? It would have to be a really big bucket. But just think of it as a container. All right, maybe it's a huge one. Bucket number one is all the people who know about you a little bit. About you. They know that you exist. They know a little something about what you do. They've seen you. They've heard of you. This is bucket number one. Bucket number two are the people who know you, like you, and trust you. This is the know, like, and trust bucket. And there's fewer people in that bucket. I guarantee that there are more people who know about you than there are people who know you, like you, and trust you. Make sense? What's bucket three? Bucket three is the people who are paying the bills. They're exchanging property for the value you create for them. And that number is even smaller than the second bucket. So the business model is that we fill and transfer people between these three buckets. I have brand new coaches, HR directors, executives who I'm coaching, who are asking me this question: how can I get more clients or customers? Simple. How do you fill bucket three? You go to bucket two. Because the people who know you, like you, and trust you are the ones who are most likely to hire you or to give you money or property in exchange for your service. You get them from bucket two. Well, where do the bucket two people come from? Bucket one, because they have to encounter you at some point. Now, this next part I'm going to share with you, not to discourage you. If you are an aspirational practitioner, if you're thinking about this, if you want to launch a coaching business, or if you want to do what I do And I'm happy to help you, by the way. We have a certification program. In fact, just remember the name of this podcast, Live on Purpose Radio. There's a .com for that. LiveOnPurposeRadio.com, and then do a /practitioner. You got it? LiveOnPurposeRadio.com/practitioner. Just remember that the next time you're at your computer. Pull that up, and you can see the certification program that I'm offering. I teach people how to do this all the time. Back to the business buckets for a minute. Just to give you a sense of the scale, okay, the scope of what we're talking about, because I said there's a lot of people in bucket one, there's fewer people in bucket two, and even fewer people in bucket three. So if you want to put people into bucket three, you need to be building your other two buckets. How do people know about me? Okay, so I'm on YouTube. And here on this podcast, I've been podcasting since 2007. We get a lot of downloads, including yours. YouTube, I've been doing since 2017. And we get a lot of views. Okay, we're talking tens of thousands of views every day. So that's a lot in bucket one. I'm estimating bucket one to be in the millions. For me. Again, I'm not saying that to brag. I want you to appreciate the scope of what we're talking about here. If a million people know about me, how many people have I been able to move over to bucket two so that they actually know me, like me, and trust me? And you can, by the way, develop a relationship with people on a podcast or on a YouTube channel. I feel that you and I have a relationship because you're here and you're listening. And you may never have even talked to me yet. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But either way, we've got this relationship. Do you see that? So bucket two are the people who know you, like you, and trust you. In my bucket two, I've had around 35,000 people at the time of this recording who have given me their email address and permission to contact them. That means they know me, like me, and trust me enough to give me that information. So look at the drop, and don't focus on the specific number, but look at the percentages from millions to tens of thousands. It's a big drop. And tens of thousands might seem like a big number to you. It might seem like a little number. It depends on where you are. But if you're an entrepreneur just starting out, in a helping business like coaching, you probably don't have that many on your list yet. Now, you might have built that up a bit, but what we want to do is get people into bucket two. How do you fill bucket one? Through marketing and advertising and referral. How do you fill bucket two? Through an opt-in. Or a lead capture. I'm not getting into all that training here today. Remember, if you want to learn more about this, come to the certification, liveonpurposeradio.com/practitioner. And you can get in. I'll teach you everything that I know. What do we do with people once they're in bucket two? We serve them a little for free on a regular basis. See how simple this business model is? You serve them a little for free on a regular basis. You are not paying for this podcast, are you? No, I am. I pay to produce it. I am serving you a little for free on a regular basis. We have a new episode every Thursday. You go to YouTube, you're going to see hundreds, thousands now of videos that we put out there. It's free to you. It's not free to me. I'm paying to produce all of that, but I want to serve you a little for free on a regular basis. Why? Because I want to fill bucket three. Either I do this as a service project or I create an economic engine for the mission. Are you with me? And so how do you get people into bucket three? You give them an offer. I gave you one today. If you know me, like me, and trust me, and think I can help you do the same thing, go to liveonpurposeradio.com/practitioner. It's open. It's for sale right now. And that's an offer. Okay, now are you going to take it? Most of the people who listen to an offer don't take it. You already know this. So I need to have a big bucket too if I'm going to get a little bucket one. And I currently have, just to keep up with the numbers comparisons, I currently have a couple of hundred, about three to 400 active paying clients right now at different levels of service between our membership and the practitioner certification and my exclusive inner circle group. I got about, 300 to 400 people who are paying the bills. That's awesome. And I don't need everybody to come and pay the bills. I just need those who are going to benefit the most from it, who are the best fit. So think about these buckets. Okay, 7 key relationships and 3 business buckets. When we move over to those last 2 key relationships, that's when we need a business model to really create value for those people who are outside of our first hand, the family. I hope you got some value from this. Take whatever you've learned and please take my offer seriously if you want to come in and have me teach you how to do what I do. I'm all over that. And it's not a good fit for everybody, but if it's a good fit for you, I think you'll know that. Go to liveonpurposeradio.com/practitioner. And if you're running any questions with that, send me a message. Let's talk. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have too. Okay, that's it for today. I will see you on the next episode. It's time. Let's go live on purpose. Did you get what you came for? Give yourself the gift of taking real action on what you realized today. Please share this episode with someone you know would value it and leave us a rating too. It's time now to live on purpose.